It's coming up for 4 o'clock on day 22, Monday, August the 17th. I'm about 20 kilometres short of Doon Doon Roadhouse, which is where I plan to stop tonight. I'll just be camping there. They've got some shower and toilet facilities, but no cabins or motel rooms or anything. Since this morning, I went into Kununurra a bit before lunch. Went to the big 24-hour accommodation, roadhouse, supermarket, bakery, multiple other things, which is on the edge of town, close to the highway, where I've made stops on my other trips. And got some lunch, pie and a pasty with some sauce and some fruit and some milk and an ice cream to finish off with. By the time we got to Kununurra, it was definitely pretty warm. As I left, I'm sure they were pretty close to 35 degrees centigrade, which is supposedly the maximum temperature for the day. It's a sort of combination of mining town, tourist place. Kununurra is really a purpose-built town when they built the Argyle Dam, which is a huge dam on the Ord River near here. I haven't actually seen it from the road, but it's off to my left at the moment. And they've been using the water from that dam to try growing various crops around here over time. I don't think they've had a lot of luck finding the perfect crop. And on my road since leaving Kununurra, I've been past a few obvious farm failures where they've tried something and given it away. You can just see the remnants of vines or hops or something, abandoned buildings and so on. Few abandoned farmhouses. It's been hot on the road. Scenery's interesting. Always mountains off near or far now. When I look right around me as I speak, I can see mountains to the left, straight ahead, and to the right, and behind as well. And I know as I head down this road, I'm sort of heading south through the Kimberley region now. The road will do some climbing and go through some higher valleys, and the mountains will be around. They're all pretty bare, red, rocky, low scrub on them, not really forested. A lot of sort of bluffs and red, rocky, eroded faces. And they all light up really nicely as the sun gets lower in the evening. Closer to the road, it's pretty much the standard savanna, brown grass, some bare earth, red earth, and scrubby trees. Quite a lot of baobab trees around now too, which are typical of this part of the world. I'm getting pretty tired, knee's a bit sore, right knee. I'll be ready to stop when I stop. I think it'll be a 325, 330 kilometre day, something like that, which isn't bad, but I wouldn't say it's been easy. I've had the wind against me more than I would have expected. It might be slightly behind or across me now. I don't think I'm riding into it. Bike's still behaving itself. And at lunchtime, I booked a motel in Halls Creek, which will be where I stay tomorrow night. Halls Creek's a hard place to get accommodation. It's definitely an Aboriginal sort of town. Got a very large Aboriginal population and sort of a provincial centre in that part of the world. But the accommodation options are pretty limited for some reason. The last two times I've been through, I've had trouble getting somewhere to stay. I've never been able to get into this motel before, but it's pricey. I think I'm paying $190 for a room, which is excessive, but since I won't be paying much at all tonight, it balances out. And I'll be looking forward to having a shower and the sleep in a bed after sleeping on the ground tonight. It's not going to be a real long day tomorrow, which doesn't sort of help my overall average, but I'm hoping that I'll get going at a good hour and finish early enough to get a good sleep and maybe get going at a good hour again the following day. That's the plan. The following day's not too bad either. The Fitzroy Crossing, the day after that, is a big day, 360 kilometres, so it'd be good to get a Fitzroy Crossing at an early hour too and get an early start for that big day. I'm trying not to think about what I've got to do to get close to the record. I'm just trying to be on autopilot for the next week or two. I haven't really changed the daily hops that I'd always plan to do. They're pretty close to the average I need to maintain, and the roadhouses are few and far between, so if you're going to try and stay at roadhouses or where there's motels, then your legs are pretty much defined and there's not a lot of options for marginally changing it, doing a bit further one night or whatever, unless you're prepared to sleep on by the road. At the moment I don't think I'll do that. I think I'm thinking I'll wait until I get closer to Perth and then do some longer days when there's more accommodation options at the end of each day. Still think it's very doubtful I can get the record, and I think in the back of my mind I'm thinking that if I've lost all chance by the time I get to Perth, I might just go home from there. But for the time being, we'll just try and do that. I kind of figure if I get to Perth and I'm on schedule, then I'll be thinking I just have to get to get across the Nullarbor on schedule, and then I'll be able to smell home. And even though it'll still be a big ask, I might be able to get myself to do it. But there's a lot of things that can go wrong before I get to that point. So as the sun sets to my right, that's it. I see a sign saying that my caravan park is coming up shortly. Not that shortly, 23 kilometres.